Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Nobody has more fun than we do, especially when we got a guy from a winery, cidery, brewery, this-re, that-re in the studio with us, because we're getting to taste some stuff that you all really want to try. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking over there, man?
What's cooking with me is this peach cider. Now, I happen to be a peach lover. I mean, I love peaches. My mouth's watering just thinking about chomping on a big old fresh peach about August, September. Yeah, you start picking them off the trees, and we buy them by the bushel. That thing smacks a peach. But it's a combination of apple and peach.
Yeah, it tastes like a fresh peach, and that's what we want you to taste. It drinks a little bit more like a wine right now because that's just the equipment we have. So it's a nice, light summer drink.
That is going to be an absolute home run.
Yeah.
You better gear up, man.
Oh, man, we've been cranking away for 5 years for this, and then we're going to be seeing in 2016 harvest 12-ounce cans.
That's going to be so cool. Yep. You put that in a can.
Right.
It'll be perfect. You can throw it in the cooler, take it to the beach. You got a nice, what a summer drink.
Right.
You're on the beach, you're on Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, wherever you're at.
Lake Leelanau.
Pull that baby out. Yeah. And just get a nice can of something that, you know, not everybody drinks beer. Women in particular, you know, tend to like wine. That's not a wine or a beer. It's a cider, really.
Right. Ben, let's talk a little bit about distribution. We mentioned Siciliano's here in West Michigan. Can we find this stuff around at specialty stores?
Or? Yeah. So being organic, we focus in on a lot of organic places. Harvest Health, all three stores in Grand Rapids. So you can just kind of check it out. We do the mail order thing online. We do ship to other states, which is great, at greenbirdsellers.com. We're mainly in the southeast. We are in about 110 stores throughout Michigan.
Okay, there's a store in Houghton Lake you have to be in. Okay. It's called Best Choice Market.
Okay.
It's right on the corner of 55 and Old 27. It's like the coolest butcher shop / beer shop / deli
gourmet
you could ever want to find in northern Michigan. Ron and Joanne or Joan, the owners, and it's for Houghton Lake, Michigan. I mean, you're kind of up there. You're up north a bit, and you're out from, you know, a lot of good shopping areas. You might think this is like walking into treasure land, and he has a fantastic array of all kinds of Michigan beers there. All local meats. I mean, your kind of shop.
Makes 20 or 30 different deli items, salads, and stuff that he makes there.
This would be a home run there. Those people that hang out at Houghton Lake would love this because that belongs on a pontoon boat.
We got
right
a ton
there.
Of listeners that come from Flatland downstate and head there. They might stop at Houghton Lake or get on up where you are. But this is something that you all need to check out is this Greenbird.
Yeah.
Because this is cool stuff. Really
it's
cool
different.
Stuff.
Yeah. It's just different.
Yep.
You know, when you say cider or you say, microbrewer, or you say this guy's making this or that, you develop a picture and you say, okay, I know what he's doing. Well, when you take a tug off this peach cider, you don't know what he's doing. It's just like a peach exploded and it's like a wine. It's fantastic.
Yep.
And then you add to it. I mean, this little baby right here, cider rye, you were describing this to me on the phone. I really didn't understand what you were talking about. I was trying to grasp it, but that right there, that's some cool stuff.
It looks like a little moonshine bottle.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
You know what I mean? And that's what, I mean, the bottle is nice. I mean, that's what draws people to it. Even the ladies, like, after we drink it, we can put our vinegars in it or oils.
But here's the cool thing. See, he's organic. He's not using all kinds of Monsanto crap in his food, which everybody's been brainwashed to use. My good buddy Zastratoffs from Hillhoff Dairy, we had him on here about 6 months ago, the first organic dairy in Michigan. I'm telling you, you and William have a lot more in common than you could possibly imagine.
Let me tell you about...
That dairy is in lockstep with you. It's just clean.
Nice.
It's no dangerous stuff in our products.
Yeah,
And he would love to drink your wine, and your kids would go ape, you know what, over his milk.
Yeah, I mean, I like to take some good milk and make a good cheese, you know, eat with this wine. But let me tell you about organic grapes. Grapes are the only produce you don't wash before you press them.
Okay.
So think about that. So any residual chemical that is sprayed on your grapes is in your wine.
Right.
Yeah.
So they don't wash grapes?
No.
Why?
You don't want to add water to wine, do you? You don't want to dilute the sugars.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's
so Mother Nature is all you got to rinse them off.
That's pretty much. Yeah, but you don't always harvest after a rain because there's going to be water there. You're going to have to wait.
There's a certain amount of bird poop involved.
Yeah. Well, that's a natural protein. Yeah, that's right. What makes my hair gray. Yeah.
It's like bacon in your beer.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's coming up. Bacon cider. Bacon cider, man. Bacon cider. I'll tell
you. I had to mention it.
Okay, so let's talk about spirits.
Sure.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah, coming up soon is Northport Rum Company. So we're actually making a British-style rum that's going to be infused with caramel, homemade organic caramel.
Okay, so caramel is made out of sugar and butter.
Yep.
Largely.
Yep,
right?
Organic. Yep.
Right?
Brown sugar.
Yeah, so you've got organic sugar, and you're churning your own butter.
Yeah, not yet, but okay. Yeah.
Out there milking the cow. And
that organic cow with one
teeth. All that other stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Wrong. Little wrong one. But anyway, it's that's interesting. So why rum?
Because that's what I drink.
Okay.
That's what I like.
So,
yeah. I told you, when we talked on the phone the first time, it was like long-lost friends. It was everything we started talking about was like, that's my favorite dude. When he said rum, I was done. Yeah, it's like, okay, you're going to be on the show.
But, and then, so what goes into making rum? Because I have no idea.
It's a distillation. So the British-style rum is molasses-based, so not sugarcane. So you're taking molasses, you're fermenting it, you're distilling it to 170 proof, and then either you're blending it back with a little water, distilled water, to get it to that about 90% alcohol.
Okay,
you said British style rum.
Yeah. So there's the British and then there's Bahama style.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yep, so one's a sugar cane and one's a molasses based.
Okay.
That's the
difference. So all the darker stuff has a British origin to it.
Yeah,
most
as long
of
as you,
the darker
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, as long as you know your rum grower or your producer and stuff. Some could be some caramel coloring.
Because
or
like Meyer
like
comes
that.
Out of Barbados or Jamaica.
Yep.
Would that be sugar cane?
I believe that's a molasses based.
Really? Takes a real man to make rum out of molasses.
You men are some rum drinking brothers.
Now what about gin?
Gin? I like me some gin.
Yeah.
I like me some gin.
That's phase two, man. Homemade gin.
You're doing
gin
that
and rum,
too?
That's all we're doing.
Told you. What's not to like about the guy when you're talking to him on the phone?
I need your address to put it in my GPS and my auto
drive.
No,
we're doing a remote there. We've got it all figured out.
All right.
Bringing the trailer smoker up.
Right.
We're going to roast his hog.
There we go.
Like men.
Oh, yeah. Slow down, brother. I got to get you on the smoker. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man.
Yeah, today's Man Law is brought to you by Real Men from Vicky's Pasty. That's kind of a conflict job. We need to talk about that. Vicky's, Man Law.
Oh, they're good. They're good. They got barbecue and pasties, man.
I guess it works. Need? Yeah, they got lots of ketchup for their pasties.
Right.
So, okay, here's today's Man Law. It is this. It's really simple and short. Never stop lifting weights.
Right. Some of us work harder at it than others. Me, I'm a 12-ounce at a time guy. But you try to push a little more weight than I do around. So.
Well, I really like that man law because, you know, with Snap Fitness now as a partner to the show, it allows us all to have a better reason to go to the gym.
Yeah, I do need a better reason to go to the gym. Not really. I got plenty of good ones. I just don't make time. I mean, I'm not going to lie to anybody. That's just not my thing. You know, I'm 12 ounces at a time. I maybe need to get some heavier tongs.
Well, I like this man law because I believe it. And, you know, just getting back onto military bases again and hanging out with old pals that are still in the military or just retiring or whatever gets me back into that kind of mentality of fitness that I used to love so much. And Snap Fitness and my trainer, Jason's a former Marine. I mean, they go kind of hand in hand. You don't have to be a military type person, but you got to never stop lifting weights, man. Snap Fitness is where you got to go.
Ben Crow, Greenbird Sellers, thanks for joining us, my friend.
Anytime.
What a show. We really enjoyed having you here, and we will darken your door. You've been listening to Grilling Guys. We really appreciate you tuning in every week. I hope you had as much fun as we did.